The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit, that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Jesus.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the Feast of the Pentecost. Not merely an event from the past, but a divine invitation to the present. This feast marks the moment when heaven touched the earth, when fearful man became fearless messenger, when the church was born not in a building but in hearts set ablaze by the Holy Spirit. The word Pentecost means 50th, 50 days after the Easter. For the Jewish people, it was the Feast of the Harvest, a time of thanksgiving for the fruit of the earth. But for us Christians, Pentecost is not about the harvest of grain, but it is about the harvest of souls. It is the day when the Holy Spirit descended, not gently, but with wind and fire, shaking the timid apostles out of their silence into bold proclamation. And yet today we don't see tongues of fire dancing above our heads, or hear roaring winds sweeping through the church. There is no spectacle, but that does not mean the Spirit is absent. The Holy Spirit still comes, but now he comes quietly into our hearts, stirring, whispering, and sometimes shouting to awaken us. We need that awakening more than ever. Look around the world. We are tired, divided, anxious. Many hearts are wounded. Families are fractured. Faith is fading. In such time, the Holy Spirit is not a luxury. We need him as breath in our lungs, as light in our darkness, as a strength in our weakness. What does the Holy Spirit do today? Just as in the Bible, the Spirit comes in many forms. First, as a wind to blow away our fears and bring new life into our tired routines. As a fire to burn away our selfishness and rekindle our passion for God. As a oil to heal the wounds we carry silently, to anoint us with courage and hope. As a water to cleanse the guilt that weighs us down and to refresh the thirst in our soul. As a dove to calm our storm, to remind us that peace is possible even in the chaos. Yes, my dear friends, but here is the most important truth. The Spirit does not come to make us feel holy. He comes to make us go and proclaim, to forgive, to heal, to serve, and to build. The church was not born to stay inside the locked rooms. It was born to go out and love boldly. The apostles on Pentecost spoke languages differently they had never learned. Not just to show off the miracle, but to show that God speaks every heart's language. Today we are called to do the same. Can we speak the language of compassion in a world full of criticism? The language of mercy in an age of revenge? The language of faith in the culture of doubt? Yes, my dear friends, we can. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus in the Gospel breathed on his disciple and says, "Peace be with you." He does not say, "Success be with you." He does not say popularity or comfort. He says, "Peace to us." Because he knows what our hearts are really longing for. And that is what the Holy Spirit brings. He brings peace, purpose, and power. But the Holy Spirit is not a magic. He is not forced upon us. He comes where he is welcome. So, my dear friends, that is why we must pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, come into our tired homes and bring renewal. Come into our parish and bring life and unity. Come into our wounded hearts and bring healing. Come into our young people and set their hearts with fire, with truth. Come into our church and raise up saints for our times." So, let us not forget, we have already received the power of the Holy Spirit at confirmation. When the bishop anointed you and me with the oil of chrism, he says, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." This gift is not to be kept unopened. You don't need more of the Spirit. The Spirit needs more of you. Yes, my dear friends, let this Pentecost be more than a memory. Let it be a moment, beginning with each one of us. May you carry the fire of Pentecost in your families, in your workplace, in your communities. May you spoke love in a world of hate, hope in a world of despair, and faith in a world of confusion. So, my dear friends, let us be people of Pentecost, and let us be flames that do not burn out in our life. Amen. Today, we celebrate and one of our child is receiving the first Holy Communion. Let us pray for her so that she may live with Christ and the Spirit. Amen.